Comments made on the Serotalk Podcast Network are those of the individuals and do not represent Serotalk Corporation, its staff, management, board of directors, or third-party resellers.
Hey everyone, it's Joe Steinkamp from Serotalk. Richard Wells and myself were at the Blinded Veterans Association convention in Galveston, and we have some specials here for you from exhibitors that were actually at the convention. We've got a lot of information to cover, so we're just going to jump right on into it, and we hope you enjoy. Remember, if you want to learn more about any of the vendors that you hear in these particular podcasts, head on over to the show notes at serotalk.com to learn more and to go to the respective websites for each one of the contacts you hear.
This is Richard Wells reporting to you from the BVA here in Galveston, Texas for the Serotalk Podcast Network. And we are visiting with the Spokane group today. Could you tell us a little bit more about yourselves today?
Sure. I'm Robin Karp, and I am with the DoubleTree Hotel, DoubleTree by Hilton, Spokane City Center. And I'm here with Cindy Turnbow with Visit Spokane.
Hello, Cindy.
And Jessica Deary with the Red Lion Hotel in at the park. And we are here wanting to bring your 2013 conference to Spokane, Washington. So we're here to watch your conference, see how it runs, see if we can learn anything about your conference prior to it coming so that we can make that conference a success for you and also win the bid to host your conference.
Great. Okay. Well, do you have a website or whatever that our folks could...
Yes, we do. If you went to www.visitspokane.com, you can go and see all the neat stuff you can do in Spokane, Washington. And Spokane, this is a lovely area, Galveston, but if you're a little bit tired of the humidity, we have very low humidity there at this time of year. Mm-hmm. So, in beautiful 80-degree weather. So, come and enjoy.
All right. That's great. This is Richard Wells reporting for the Serotalk Podcast Network.
Hello, this is Richard Wells reporting from the BVA convention here in Galveston, Texas for the Serotalk Podcast Network. And today we are talking with, tell us your name there.
Yes.
And also tell us what you're here, what is it that you're doing here with the veterans?
Yes,
today?
My name is Tom Persky and my title is Senior Vice President of Rehabilitation Services for the Chicago Lighthouse. The Chicago Lighthouse, the full name is for people who are blind or visually impaired, has been around 106 years. Mm-hmm. Of course, I haven't been there that long, but we are been involved with the VA for our 8 years now. We have a group of all of our employees in the VA department have low vision that are legally blind. And we actually have a contract where we display and sell products for all the VA centers around the United States and Puerto Rico.
What can a veteran coming by to talk to you about, what can he expect to kind of information?
I think this is one of the most comprehensive booths because we have lots of new products from independent living aids that have been really helpful to people in their everyday life. So we have many talking clocks and watches and things that are new, as well as some of the sunglasses and some of the new styles, the fit-overs and so forth that people really like. But then we get into the high-tech equipment. We have in our booth today Michael Wechter from Adaptive Voice. It's called AdaptiveVoice.com, which is a new computer system called C-Desk, which is really easy to use. It works for those who are totally blind or low vision, and it's a way to also use your voice to activate the computer and use the computer. You can also ask it questions to do internet searches similar to the Siri function. So that's lots of fun. And then the CEO of a corporation from Canada is in our booth today called eSight. And eSight is going to be manufacturing next year a brand new head-mounted video display for those who are legally blind, which will allow people to read again and to see TV and to go to a concert or a play or a show. And that product is called the Olivos. So we're going to be displaying that in our booth today also. And what will be nice is veterans will be able to come and meet the developers of these products also and ask them lots of questions.
Great. Well, what kind of contact information can you provide for those who are not able to be here who are listening to this?
Yes. Well, we do have a toll-free number at Chicago Lighthouse for products. It's 1-800-919-3375. 1-800-919-3375. Our website is chicagolighthouse.org. So it's easy. If they want to look at products, just click on Shop Online. So we have, again, everything from high-tech to independent living devices for persons and families with low vision or blindness.
And a person who is not in Chicago, I mean, you know, they're somewhere in Alabama. You don't mind if they call you and talk to you about things?
No, no. In fact, we published a new catalog. It's quite extensive, and it's free. So if you call that 800 number, just tell them we'll drop a catalog in the mail to you also.
Great. All right. Well, this is Richard Wells reporting to you from the BVA convention here in Galveston, Texas for the Sarah Talk Podcast Network.
Okay. This is Richard Wells reporting from the BVA convention here in Galveston, Texas for the Sarah Talk Podcast Network. We are visiting today with Kevin Daniel.
Hello.
And thank you for talking to us today. And tell us more about what you do for the Seattle Lighthouse.
Well, I am Senior Director of Recruiting for the Seattle Lighthouse for the Blind. And the Seattle Lighthouse has been around for 100 years, hiring people who are blind, deafblind, or blind with another disability to do work for Boeing, for the United States government, for the military, under the Ability One program. Now, we're focused on hiring blinded veterans and wounded warriors like we've never done before. And my role is to make sure that they're engaged, recruited, and hired.
All right. So how can people contact you and about what kind of positions you might have and those kinds of things?
Well, the Lighthouse for the Blind has a website. It's www.seattlelighthouse.org. On that website, you'll find my name and my contact information on how to get a hold of me to let me know that you are interested in working, to let me know that you know someone who's interested in working, or to ask questions about the organization and some of the products that we make. We also are getting into services, so manufacturing has always been our core. Now we're gearing towards services, call centers, contract management support. So we're hoping to hire people who are blind at all levels, administrative, professional, production, and IT. And it's my job to make sure that we identify those talented folks. Another cool thing we're doing, and I'm really excited about this, we're creating a database of blind professionals. So if we need to know where are the blind engineers, where are the blind production managers, where are the blind whatever, we can go to that database and go, oh, here's four blind engineers, here's five blind lawyers. So we won't ever again have to wonder where blind talent is. We're going to try to make sure that it's cataloged, identified, and then used to put those individuals to work or increase or enhance their employment.
This sounds like a really exciting opportunity for a lot of folks. And so all they basically have to do is go to that website and they can connect with you there. There's a place for them to
Absolutely. All my contact information is there. Let me give it to you again, but it's right there. I am Kevin Daniel, so you can reach me at kdaniel@seattlelh.org. That's kdaniel@seattlelh.org. That is my direct email.
Yes.
I want to know every single blind professional or wannabe blind professional in the country, because I'd like to make sure that they know what we're doing. I'd like to network through the blind community. And as a blind person, School for the Blind graduate, it is time that we drop the zero from the 70% unemployment number. This is one of the ways we're going to do that.
You bet. All right. Well, Kevin, listen, I appreciate your time. This is Richard Wells reporting from the BVA convention in Galveston for the Sarah Talk Podcast Network.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Richard Wells reporting to you today from the BVA convention here in Galveston, Texas. We are talking with Brian Hurley. Brian, tell us who you are and what you do.
Thanks. I'm the Public Affairs Program Director with National Industries for the Blind, and we're here today at the BVA convention to exhibit and talk about our employment program we have across the country.
Okay, tell us what you can do for veterans.
Well, we have a program for legally blind or blind people, regardless of where they come from. However, today we're specifically talking, of course, to veterans who have been wounded and lost their sight during active duty, to tell them about employment programs that we have across the country. And we currently have about 6,100 people who are legally blind or blind employed doing a variety of different types of jobs.
Great. Okay. And how would a blinded veteran get started, you know, who can't be here listening to this? How would they contact you, and how would they get started down that path of applying for a job?
Sure. And the easiest way is go to our website, which is nib.org. That's nib.org. And on there, you can learn about, we have a Wounded Warrior page, which has details there, and it has a point of contact. And our point of contact is here with us today, and his information is there. And his name is Ned Rupp, R-U-P-P. And his email, if you'd rather just email him, is nrupp@nib.org.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, listen, I appreciate you talking to us today, and I'm sure that there are people who are always looking for, you know, to get back into the workforce. A lot of people, you know, just because they get injured or whatever, they don't want to just stop and give up, and they do want to do something. And it's good to know that you guys are out there to help them.
Right. And we look at it as a great way for people, because there's a lot of unknowns when you're affected by vision loss, especially out of the blue like that, and as when they're on active duty. So it's a great way for them to come into a comfortable environment, learn their technology, learn their orientation, learn all those things to help them regain independence. And we understand that and appreciate it. So we try to provide an environment where they can gain that independence back and try to make decisions about where they want to move forward from there.
All right. Well, listen, Brian, it was great to talk to you. My name is Richard Wells, reporting here from the BVA Convention, Galveston, Texas, for the Sarah Talk Podcast Network. Hello, this is Richard Wells, reporting from the BVA Convention here in Galveston, Texas, and we are talking with Irie A.T., and we are talking to Alex. Alex, tell us who you are, what you do, and how to contact you.
All right. Like I said, this is Irie A.T. We represent different products, especially people with blindness, so it's Braille products primarily. We have Index Braille embossers. We have Braille displays from Optilec, the Alva Braille display line. We also have the latest accessible GPS device from Capsys called the Captain Mobility, as well as some other things such as the Braille Coach, which is a device that helps people that are in the process of learning to read Braille. And we also have a cool device called the Ultra Cane, which is an ultrasonic cane that helps people navigate their surroundings through ultrasonic sound waves, and it vibrates if you get close to objects that might hit you in the face or you might run into stuff.
I was going to say, are you wearing earphones with this thing, or does it vibrate?
The Ultra Cane? No, it just vibrates.
Vibrates to let you know when you're getting close to something.
Yep.
Well, now, this is all very interesting products that you have. A lot of them, I actually own an Index Basic D and also on an Alva display, so I know a lot about your products, you know, just from the standpoint of what they are. But for those who don't, tell us how to contact you.
Okay, for our contact information, you can either go to our website, www.irie-at.com. If you have any questions, you can always email sales@irie-at.com. Our phone number is 888-308-0059. That's toll-free. Just ask away any questions you may have on the products. We're happy to help.
We were talking there before we started recording about where Irie came from. Tell us about that a little bit.
Well, Irie, we actually started this year. We're all from the industry. We used to work for another company, and so we started this company to represent some products we feel are really great quality products that will last people many years to come. And you know, we felt weren't represented well enough in the United States. And so Irie, actually our boss, he likes Jamaica a lot. And so he made the company name Irie, which is a Jamaican term. And it means to be at total peace with your current state of being. So whoever you are, you just got to be at peace with what you are and be happy. That's right.
All right. Well, listen, Alex, it was great to talk to you. My name is Richard Wells, reporting to you from the BVA convention here in Galveston, Texas.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello, this is Richard Wells, reporting from the BVA convention here in Galveston, Texas. And we are at the NLS booth, the National Library Service booth. And could you tell us who you are and what you do and how can you help blinded veterans?
The National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped
has a long history of serving people who are blind, visually impaired, or have any kind of physical disability that prevents handling or turning the pages of a book. We are found that we actually started with some Braille around, I think, 1929 or so, and our founding legislation is 1931 with the Pratt-Smoot Act. We currently produce audiobooks at the rate of about 2,000 a year. Our books are produced in a digital format now. After 25, 30 years of cassette production, we've gone to a digital cartridge. And these digital books are also downloadable for people who have the capacity. That is to say, who have a computer and a device to listen to the books. For those who don't, we provide a machine, a digital talking book machine, DTBM, we call it. It's free on loan for as long as the patron needs the machine, which could be for their lifetime, yeah. Or if it's a short-term disability or short-term visual impairment, that too is grounds for eligibility.
Are there ways to, if a person is newly blind, they're not going to know very much about reading a book this way, how would you orient them to this? Are there ways for them to learn what they're doing to get involved with one of these machines? Can they call the library? Or what?
The best thing for people to do is to contact one of the, I think we have now 52, 56 regional libraries around the states.
Right.
Throughout the states, and a number of sub-regionals as well.
Sure.
In Washington, which is where NLS is headquartered, in the Washington, D.C., that is, we produce the books, we select and produce the books and distribute them to the regional libraries. So the best thing for a potential patron to do is contact their regional library and get signed up, get set up. It's a relatively simple process. There's a minor certification that they're blind, visually impaired, or physically disabled under our charter.
Right.
Because we are empowered by Congress to produce books that are under copyright without getting permission from the publishers, provided the books are in a special format, which is to say, encoded digital books or Braille, which is kind of viewed as a special format all by itself, even though I suppose somebody, a book pirate, I suppose, could learn Braille and then transcribe it, but that seems to be the long way around.
Yeah. Now, say a blind veteran walks up to your table today and says, okay, you know, I live in such and such state, you know, how do they find their regional lending library?
I would, if it was someone from Texas, I would refer them to the lady who's sitting next to me, Ruth Wedegren, who's from the regional library in Austin.
Right.
And if they were from another state, I would find the list of state libraries. And
is that on your national website, on the National Library Service
it's
website?
It's on the website, and I can also, I also have a list of the phone numbers, and they can make direct contact that way. It's probably the simplest way. And once they make the call, it's all made very very straightforward and simple and transparent for them.
Well, if for people who just, inquiring minds who want to know, what is the website for the National Library Service?
www.loc.gov/NLS.
All right. Well,
and there's abundant information on the website, more than you can ever want to know.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of this, you know, I know personally from going there because I'm involved with Web Braille and all kinds of, you know, I'm always downloading books myself.
Mm-hmm.
But this is information for people who don't know a lot about the service and they want to learn more. So, listen, we appreciate your time today. My name is Richard Wells, reporting from the BVA Convention. Here in Galveston, Texas, for the Sarah Talk Podcast Network.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing.
The Saratok Podcast Network is proudly bringing you interviews from the Blinded Veterans Association's National Convention. To hear similar content, go to Saratok.com or take a spin around iBlink Radio.
Hello, this is Richard Wells reporting to you from the BVA Convention here in Galveston, Texas for the Saratok Podcast Network. Today we're talking with James McCarthy from HIMSS. James, tell us who you are, what you're up to, and what can you do for blind veterans today?
Well, we're, of course, based here in Austin, Texas, so it was only natural that we attend the BVA convention this year in Galveston. We're a national company. We have low vision products. We're announcing our new lifestyle Candy and Candy Grip, which are 5-inch LCD HD portable video magnifiers. But we also have our BookSense Daisy players, our BrailleSense and VoiceSense line of note takers, and our Braille Edge Braille display for computer access and iPhone, iPad access. So basically, we're an assistive technology company that provides technology to veterans throughout the country.
All right. Well, that's great. Can you give us your contact information, and how could a person who, you know, is not really familiar, that familiar, maybe their family members are doing their web browsing for them, or they're just now learning to how to browse the web as a newly blind person, how can they contact you? Or do you have a phone number for people to call? And just give us your contact information.
Absolutely. Our contact information, of course, we're based in Austin, Texas, but veterans may call us at 888-520-4467. They may also visit us on the web at www.hims.com. That's HIMS-INC, that's INC.com.
Okay, thank you, James, and appreciate you talking to us today. My name is Richard Wells for the Saratok Podcast Network here at the BVA Convention here in Galveston, Texas.
Thank you, Richard.
This is Richard Wells from the BVA Convention here in Galveston, Texas, and we are talking to Paul Mims. Paul, tell us what you do, and why are you here, and what is this for the? What are you doing for the blind vets today?
Well, right now I'm sitting at the table for America's Vet Dogs, which is also Guide Dog Foundation, and of course we train guide dogs and service dogs for veterans. I'm a member of the Alumni Advisory Council, and so, you know, I'm here more in a representative role,
right,
more so than anything else.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm also president of the Missouri Regional Group of the Blinded Veterans Association.
Great.
So my head never gets cold because I always have a hat on.
Well, tell us what a vet dog is. Is that something different than a dog that assists a blind person in getting around? Is there a difference?
Well, a guide dog is primarily the dog that you would know that assists a person in getting around, primarily a blind person. Vet dogs includes guide dogs, but also service dogs that perform other functions for veterans with other physically as well as psychologically limiting disabilities. For instance, dogs that provide balance or support, seizure detection dogs,
wow,
hearing assist dogs, and fetching dogs, dogs that help people pick things up or go get things for people, as well as other wheelchair assist dogs. And then, of course, guide dogs as well.
Wow. How can people get a hold of you guys?
You can get a hold of the Consumer Services Office by calling 631-930-9000. That's the general number.
Okay.
For Guide Dog Foundation and America's Vet Dogs. And that will get you to the operator. Just let them know you want to talk to somebody with America's Vet Dogs.
Yeah, to try to find out.
As far as getting applications.
Right. Yeah.
If you go to guidedogs.org, GUIDEDOGS.org, you can find an application, you know, the preliminary application for Guide Dog Foundation and America's Vet Dogs there. Understand that America's Vet Dogs, that part of the training trains dogs exclusively for veterans.
Yes.
And they're funded separately from a trust fund and voluntary contributions that are specified for that purpose only. And so the other guide dogs for, I guess what you call the civilian population, come out of different funds from Guide Dog Foundation.
do the blind vets, do they actually go somewhere to take, you know, like a class?
Yes, they do.
For working with the dog? And
the Guide Dog Foundation has a campus, and I believe they can house up to 24 veterans in one class.
Wow.
Or 24 people in one class.
Right.
And usually the vet dog class is held at the same time as another class might be held for just guide dogs.
Right, I see.
And so...
And where are those campuses located?
The campus is at Smithtown, Long Island, New York.
Okay.
And it's all the same campus.
Okay, so they basically make travel arrangements to get there, and then they're there for
the
what,
school,
2 to 4 weeks?
If you're accepted, if your application is accepted, the school will pay for your transportation up there and back, and you'll be housed in a dormitory facility while you're there training.
Right, and how long are the classes?
The full class would be 25 days.
25.
For a vet dog's class, they're characteristically run shorter.
Okay. All right, well, listen, Paul, it's been great talking to you. My name is Richard Wells, and again, reporting from the BVA convention here in Galveston, Texas, for the Cerro Talk Podcast Network. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello, this is Richard Wells reporting to you from the BVA convention here in Galveston, Texas, and today we are talking with Ian and Teresa from the Houston Lighthouse, or Lighthouse of Houston. Is that how you want to say it? Tell us what you guys do, and why are you here talking to veterans today? What can you offer the veterans today?
Well, my name is Ian Sangre, as you said. I'm with the Lighthouse, and I'm one of the technology trainers at the Lighthouse. Mm-hmm. I'm here with Teresa Lucas, who's the director of our education program. And we have a booth set up. We're showing people mainly the iPhone and iPad with the VoiceOver set up. And we're also talking about the Lighthouse services and things that we provide at the Lighthouse of Houston.
Great. So you're basically ministering to blind people in blind vets in the Houston area, basically.
That's correct. Beaumont and the other surrounding
Houston,
areas.
Beaumont, surrounding area.
We have a contract with the VA to provide setup and training, in-house training, and also training at the Lighthouse on different pieces of technology and things, CCTVs and computers and other equipment.
Oh, okay. So, great. Well, so how can people in this area, or maybe just people interested in what you're doing, how can they contact you?
You can contact the Lighthouse of Houston. Our phone number is 713-527-9561. And if you're interested in education information, you could contact Teresa Lucas.
That's right. You can reach me at 713-284-8445. And the main number, as Ian gave you, 713-527-9561. And the operator will connect you to the service that you're interested in.
Also, do you have a website for people to peruse your organization?
We do have a website. Our website is www.thehoustonlighthouse.org. And there are many hyperlinks that can connect you to the department or area that you're looking for. And there are numbers, too, as well, along
all right.
Also, our online sales store called Reflections is also available through that same website. So you can order aids and appliances through there as well.
Right. And you can live in any part of the U.S. and order from there, right?
That's correct.
Great. So you guys offer actually more than just a regional service there. From that standpoint, anybody can order anything from you nationwide.
That's correct.
That's correct.
All right. And do you have a catalog on the website?
We do.
Great.
Yes.
We do.
All right. Well, listen, Ian, Teresa, thank you very much. This is Richard Wells reporting to you from the BVA convention here in Galveston, Texas, for the podcast, the Cerro Talk Podcast Network.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Richard Wells from the Cerro Talk Podcast Network, reporting from the BVA convention here in Galveston, Texas. And today with me is Michael Jones.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
I'm very good. Michael, tell us why you're here. What are you doing with blind vets today?
Well, we're a rural ATM company, and what we like to do is partner or create an opportunity with the blind vets. It goes along with the Robert Shepard Act about allowing vending machines in federal governments and buildings. So what we do is partner with the Blind Veterans Administration, which they will receive monthly fundraising money for each month that the machine is located for any location that they actually highlight or pick that will be beneficial for them. So with that, we do 100% turnkey, where we bring in the machines, mm-hmm. we load the machines with our Amber cars, and that's a monthly thing. All this is totally free,
right.
Free for everyone. We actually provide transactional fees for the location per month, and we provide money for the Veteran Administration per month for their partnership.
The Blinded Vets are basically the beneficiaries of the money that you raise. Is that how this is
yes.
working?
Yes. Well, it's twofold. The Blind Vets, a lot of the machines, the vending machines, have to be ADA approved.
Right.
So many machines in the federal or in just in the public out there may not be suitable for people of blind handicap to actually use. So what we do is partner with them to make sure, ensure them that the vending machines that are in these locations are beneficial and usable for the blind vets. And the blind vet received, just say hypothetically, they will receive $100 to $125 per month per the life of that machine while it's being at that location.
Okay, but also if there is the double benefit of if a blind person happens to come by there who needs to use that machine, they would be able to do it because it's accessible.
Yes, sir. It's absolutely ADA accessible and approved, so they'll have no problem in using it.
All right. Now, when you say ATM, you were talking about automatic teller machines, like where people would do their banking transactions.
Yes, right. ATM, automatic teller machine, point of banking.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay. Now, is there a website where people can go to
yes.
to learn more about you guys?
Absolutely. You can actually go to worldatmcompany.com, and that's worldatmcompany.com, or you can go to World Bank, worldatmbank.com.
worldatmbank.com. Okay.
Yes.
And is there a number, a telephone number, or anything like that, or is it?
Yeah. Actually, I have it there. It's 1-800-622-1457. 1-800-622-1457.
Michael Jones, I appreciate you visiting with us today. And
I just want to say we appreciate all that you have done for us. And without you guys, it wouldn't be no us.
Oh, I tell you what, we appreciate our vets. We owe
yes.
them everything. We
Absolutely
really do. We are walking around in a free country today because of what they've done.
People take that lightly, but we can't.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for those words.
Thank
too.
You.
All right. For the Saratoga Podcast Network, this is Richard Wells reporting to you from the BVA convention here in Galveston, Texas.
Thanks, Richard.
Thank you.
All right.
This is Richard Wells from the Saratoga Podcast Network reporting from Galveston, Texas, live here at the BVA convention. Today we are talking to VetLink, and could you tell us a little bit about what you're doing? Tell us your name and tell us a little bit about VetLink. What is it, and how does it help blinded vets?
Of course. My name is Aiden Barr. I'm with the Department of Veterans Affairs. VetLink is a product of our program called Veterans Point of Service, and we design, develop, and deploy self-service technologies for medical centers and clinics to be used by the veterans. When a veteran has an appointment and they go to their medical center, oftentimes there's a line or a long way to check into their appointment, or they need to go to multiple places in the medical center, one place to verify their address, another place to do their annual means test, yet another place to check in for their appointment. We're looking to simplify the experience for the veteran. So we've designed these self-service kiosks. When a veteran has an appointment and they come into the medical center, they would swipe or scan their VIC, their veteran's ID card, at which point it will allow them to review their personal information. Do they need to update their address with the VA? Well, they can do it on the kiosk. Do they have a new insurance card? If they do, then they can let us know through the kiosk and take a picture of the card on the kiosk so that VA will be able to bill the insurance appropriately. And it will be used for a number of other uses as well, both in the administrative, which is the patient and the relationship with the VA, and in the clinical arena. If the doctor needs a patient to do some sort of screening before their appointment, if the doctor wants them to review their prescription medications, are you still taking this one? Do you have any questions about this? They'll be able to do that on a kiosk as well. And we are here at the BVA conference because we want them to be usable by every single veteran, regardless of level of ability. And so we have been working with our vendor to make them fully accessible using screen reader technology. And this is our debut. So we are here to get input from veterans who are trying to use the system, telling us, do they like it? what can we do better to make it more accessible and more intuitive?
Okay, so would you like to provide any website and also maybe an email address where people can give that feedback?
We don't yet have a website. For information, you can email at us at vps@va.gov.
vps@va.gov. Okay, well listen, we appreciate your time today and thank you for telling about this new exciting program. Sounds like, especially as you get this into more of the VA hospitals and the medical centers, the easier it's going to be for people to have access to everything they need.
We hope so.
Absolutely. Okay, this is Richard Wells reporting from the BVA convention here in Galveston, Texas, for the Sarah Talk Podcast Network. Thank you. Hello, this is Richard Wells reporting live from the BVA convention here in Galveston, Texas, for the Sarah Talk Podcast. And we are talking to Bobby Lakey from Freedom Scientific. Bobby, tell us what you guys are doing here for blind vets today.
Hello, Richard, and welcome to our booth. We have our full line of products here for both people who are blind and low vision. Mm-hmm. Just kind of giving a list of those products to let people know what products we have that might help them to recognize Freedom Scientific. We have JAWS, our screen reader. Mm-hmm. We have MAGIC, yep, our enlargement software program. And in those products, we have some new features in JAWS 13 is the version. Mm-hmm. And those products are things like Research It and our convenient OCR. What has happened over time is that when blind or visually impaired people would be trying to access what's on the computer screen, if they came to a graphic, which is a picture of text, before, for all of us blind people, and I'm totally blind myself,
yep,
if we came to a graphic, the screen reader would just say graphic. Now, with the convenient OCR and JAWS, you can hit the insert space, followed by the letter O for OCR, and followed by, say, for example, the letter W for window, and it will actually, the screen reader will actually OCR that picture of text. So it's really opened some doors there as far as being able to allow people that are screen reader users to be able to access pictures of text on the screen.
Now, do you you have to focus that graphic that you're trying to OCR before you do it, right? With the JAWS cursor or whatever?
Well, no, as long as you're on it and the JAWS says, you know, graphic da-da-da-da, yep, at that point, well, then you can OCR.
You can OCR and find out what it is and
right,
label it or whatever you want to do with
right
it. Yeah.
And then, so that's in JAWS 13. MAGIC 12, which we should be releasing very shortly.
Sure.
MAGIC 12 is a very new version of MAGIC in that we have completely revised the user interface experience. It's very simple and easy to use. Mm-hmm. And over time, what we've heard from our user base and from others is that that our letters were not always real smooth on the screen, that other enlargement software products out there were better at smoothing the letters on the screen than we are. In MAGIC 12, we've come out with a new font called HD font. And it doesn't matter if you're at 1.1x magnification or you are at 36x magnification. The letters are entirely smooth, and as I said, I'm totally blind, but the feedback that I've gotten so far is that from everyone who's looked at it, is that it's amazingly smooth.
That's pretty exciting for low vision users then.
Terrific, definitely. And so we also have some new things in there that are worth looking at as far as an HD mouse pointer, our version of what dual monitors will do. You know, in other products, dual monitors is just basically spreading an image out over two screens. And we have a fully functional dual monitor scenario to where you can have one or two applications open in one screen and one or two applications open in another screen and have them enlarged, et cetera, and be able to lock your focus but still move back and forth between monitors without losing focus. It's very, very dynamic and very user-friendly as far as being able to access multiple applications and not get lost. So that's kind of the JAWS and the MAGIC.
Right.
Of course, we have OpenBook here that is our new OpenBook 9 that works with the Pearl camera.
Mm-hmm.
New to us still, even though it's been around a little while now. But what we've also done with that OpenBook, and what's exciting about it now, is if you're a blind user using OpenBook, you can use the Pearl. If you are a low vision user, And you want to be able to have basically a CCTV or video magnifier experience, yet have it talk to you. There's some offerings right now in the industry that allows for a person to have a video magnifier that will also do some basic OCR for them. Freedom Scientific's approach is that we have now taken, if you take OpenBook paired with our Topaz video magnifier, also in conjunction with our GEM software. For folks that know about our low vision products, all of our low vision products are named after precious gems, and that we have the Topaz and the Onyx and the Sapphire and the Ruby and the Pearl. So the software that we have is called the GEM software. And if you sit down at your computer and you buy one of our Topaz video magnifiers that has the built-in computer connectivity, you can be using that video magnifier either in a camera-only model, or you can use it by one that has a monitor. But if, say, you already have a computer and a monitor that you're happy with, you can buy the computer-only model, be having a top-end class HD or non-HD, HD computer with computer connectivity. An HD Topaz with a computer connectivity, and be reading and writing under your video magnifier. But then if you come across text that you want to be able to have read to you verbally, if you have the GEM software running, it's just a keyboard command or a click at that point. And what happens is then the GEM software will automatically open up OpenBook, and OpenBook will then OCR what's on the Topaz screen. Okay, and the Topaz, the new Topaz, the HD Topaz, has an 11-inch visual field. So when you're looking at text from right to left, you can see up to 11 inches. And what that really does for the user is that you can actually turn an 8.5-inch by 11-inch sheet of paper sideways on the Topaz and basically see at the lowest level of magnification, you can see the entire page. So you can then click on that entire page and have it read to you verbally through the Topaz. Or if you're just in a certain article in the newspaper or what have you, and you have it on your Topaz screen, click on it again and OpenBook will process that for you and read it to you.
Well, it sounds like Freedom Scientific has a lot of product integration, even more so than ever before. And I'm sure that whether it's a newly blind person or a low vision person, this is going to benefit a lot of people. Bobby, we appreciate your time today. And give us your contact information for Freedom Scientific. How can they find out more if they don't know anything about the company and products?
All right. Well, definitely. The call to Freedom Scientific is a U.S.-based company. The phone number is 1-800-444-4443. And for me personally, if you have a question in which I can be of service to you in any way, my direct number is 469-360-1143. And you can certainly call the 1-800 number at Freedom Scientific. And if there's any way that I can assist you, feel free to give me a call as well.
All right, Bobby, we appreciate your time today. You've taken a lot of time. We appreciate that very much.
Well, as always, Richard, it's good to see you.
All right, take care. This is Richard Wells reporting from the BVA convention here in Galveston, Texas, for the Cerro Talk Podcast Network. This is Richard Wells from the VBA convention here in Galveston, Texas, reporting for the Cerro Talk Podcast Network. Today we are at Envision America. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, tell us who you are and what you do, and what is it that you're doing for the blind vets today?
All right. Well, my name is Anna McClure, and I am the Director of Marketing and Industry Relations for Envision America. And we are here with a couple of our products. We have the ScriptTalk Station, and that's our talking prescription reader. And this device and system has been adopted by the VA across the country. So what it does is it speaks the prescription label information, so the veterans never have to guess about what they have or how to take it or which medication is which. And it's a really simple process. I can turn it on here and demonstrate it for you.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So you just have a small reader.
Yeah.
Just turn it on. Mm-hmm. I'll turn the volume up a little bit there. Okay. Yeah. So it's ready to go. You're just going to press that center read button.
The one with the little dot on it.
That's here. Exactly right. Okay. It's beeping. It's looking for a chip. I'm just going to set
Mason.
My... There you go.
Mason Farnsworth, medication. Viagra, 60 milligram tablets. Instructions. Take one tablet twice a day. Prescription date. July 17th, 2010.
You can stop it there at any time, pressing the same button. But what happens is the pharmacy puts a little RFID tag, a little microchip, on the prescription container, and it stores the printed label information. So you use that reader at home. Just set your prescription bottle on the top, and it will read off all of that information.
How interesting! And now, how many pharmacy chains are involved in this? And you know, like you know, say you're. You go to your favorite pharmacy, and how do you introduce them to this, or what? How do you get connected with the?
Sure. This is available through all of the VA pharmacies.
Okay.
So any veteran getting their prescriptions, or anyone getting prescriptions through the VA, would be able to access this.
Wonderful.
Now, outside of that, we have about 100 pharmacies across the country that are offering the service. We have several that offer mail delivery as well. So if there's not one in your hometown or your favorite store, we can get one that will do home delivery. We're doing an extensive pilot program with Walmart pharmacies right now. We have several of their stores as well as their home delivery program. And we're working with several other of the major chains trying to get that. We're progressing. If somebody wanted it in their local pharmacy, they could ask the pharmacist to provide Script Talk labels. They can also give us a call, and we'll be happy to work with the pharmacy and get something set up for them. So for outside of the VA, the patient units are free of charge. We offer them on an extended loan, so anyone would be able to get a patient reader to use with those pharmacy labels.
But for our purposes today, talking about the VA, basically each vet would get one of these handheld devices to have in his or her home?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep, that would be issued. Their VIS coordinator or BROS can recommend and can order a unit for them, and then their prescriptions would be filled there at the VA with a special Script Talk label, and they can listen and get all that information that they need.
Exactly. Well, that's great. Now, what if people want to learn more about what you're doing, do we have a website that we can go to?
You bet. Our website is www.envisionamerica.com. Let me spell it out for you, too. It's envisionamerica.com. And we've got information there about the Script Talk and also about the IDMate Quest, which is our brand new talking barcode scanner. And for anyone who's familiar with our barcode scanners, we've got an onboard database of about 3 million items. You've got memo mode, and you've got inventory mode and barcode ID mode. We've also added an onboard camera and Wi-Fi access. And so that's added or opens several doors for additional ways of identification and information gathering, to include like currency identification, remote sighted assistance through Skype video, and you can also access Google for a price check or for additional database.
Wow, so you can actually take this device with you to the store and actually scan an item and find out what the, you know, more about it?
You bet. You can use it at the store as you're shopping, and especially at home too, as you're organizing or preparing your meals and things.
Yes.
And we've got everything from grocery items in there, over-the-counter drugs, health and beauty items, DVDs, CDs, just tons of items that are in there. You can always add new items to the database with a voice recording.
Right.
And then again, with those extra capacities, you can reach out and get help from others. If you need help reading a paper, or you've drop something on the floor and need some help, you can call your VIS coordinator or BROS, and you know, if you need some extra training with an item, you know, you can connect then via Skype with that remote sighted assistance, and then they can help you with things at home.
Both of these products sound like they're really targeted to get people who are newly blind, vets who are newly blind, back into the mainstream, and that's probably one of the most important pieces of work that that can be done.
You bet.
And we appreciate all of that you've done, and we appreciate you spending so much time talking to us today.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. I'm Richard Wells for the Cerro Talk Podcast Network, reporting from the BVA Convention in Galveston, Texas. This is Richard Wells for the Cerro Talk Podcast Network, reporting for the BVA Convention here in Galveston, Texas, talking today with Jenny Farrell from the Veterans Affairs, specifically in relation to vocational rehab employment. Jenny, talk to us and tell us what you do and how you're helping blinded vets today.
Okay, I'm a vocational rehabilitation counselor. I work with Chapter 31, which is a vocational rehabilitation employment program. The entitlement for the program is that you must have have a 20% service-connected disability. Your disability must impede you or impair you from obtaining or maintaining employment in the community. But normally, I know that we're more focused on the independent living component of it, and the independent living program consists of helping individuals to live more productive within their living environment, enhance their quality of living. So normally when a person comes into the program and say they want IL, independent living, there is a preliminary assessment done where we just inquire about general information within their living environment. Then we have a vendor to come out who has a background in medical. It could be OT, occupational therapist, could be PT, physical therapist, or rehabilitation engineering. Once they go into the home and assess the living environment, then we look for any kind of modification or adaptation that's needed in order for them to enhance their quality of living within their home environment.
Okay, so this is your the thrust of what you're doing, that is helping people to live more productively in their home, not necessarily trying to get them back into the workforce?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So how would the, is there an application to get started, or how does one qualify or to apply for?
Okay, I'm with the Department of Veteran Affairs. I'm housed at the Houston Regional Office on Alameda. They can call in at 713-383-1800 and say they would like to request voc rehab services. Once they call, then an application will be forwarded to their physical address. We call it a rehabilitation need assessment. Once they receive the app, they can complete it. And once they complete the app, they will have a follow-up call in order to identify date that they can come in. Now, we do try to integrate with VISTA over there at the Med Center because they're more specialized with the blind, visually impaired population. So each program is individualized. So based on the person's functional level of need will be a determinant factor on who, where they will be referred out to.
Yeah. So basically anyone, like say a person outside Texas, because this will be going actually all around the world, there will be all around the United States, there will be other places where they should contact their own vocational rehabilitation services in their own states.
That's correct, sir. The local regional office, and they will give them the guidance on what they need to do to qualify for Chapter 31, voc rehab and employment.
Jenny, we appreciate your time today. My name is Richard Wells, and reporting to you from the VBA for this Our Talk podcast here in Galveston, Texas.
Thank you so kindly.
Hey everyone, that was some amazing information, but you know what? We're not done yet. We actually have a couple of other specials, so stay tuned or head on over to the RSS feed or check it out on iBlink Radio for part 2 and part 3 of the BBA convention coverage. Thanks for listening.